This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
All right, Matthew Collar, two words. Trinidad Chambliss.
Okay.
Did you see that yesterday?
I did. It was a lot of fun. I saw somebody say that he looked like Michael Vick on Madden 2004, which, if you don't get the reference, is unstoppable. Running around, scrambling, and making plays. A lot of fun. I don't think that I've seen much about him as NFL type of starting prospect, but you know, I think after yesterday, if you're somebody looking for a project, which I think that when you look at Malik Willis, to kind of tie it into the Vikings playing the Packers, somebody who was thought of as a raw prospect that developed over a couple of years behind the scenes, you know, maybe Chambliss is that type of guy.
One thing he did is when he went backwards about 30 yards and was at the goal line, okay, that is, as a kid who grew up watching Fran Tarkenton, that's the guy he reminded me of the most. He's a similar size, running around like he's crazy. They can't tackle him. But the other thing I really liked about him, and by the way, the people don't know, Trinidad Chambliss is the quarterback for Ole Miss, and he put on a display yesterday against a very good defensive team in Georgia, with some good secondary players, and Chambliss was on fire. He also, though, is, you know, look, I'm hardly an expert on watching quarterbacks play, but now I have learned to watch the legs. He doesn't do the leg kick, okay? I was noticing that. He was also very decisive on many of his dropbacks and short passes. I thought he was outstanding. And he is eligible for the 26 draft. He does, I think, want to play another year in college, but he's waiting on a waiver. So he may have to go into the draft. He may not have a choice, but I think he wants to play one more year, and I'm sure he'll get paid plenty of money. But that was a fun one, wasn't it?
Oh man, it was great. Yeah, the first two games were absolutely horrible.
Yeah,
so I was desperately hoping that we would get some good football there. And I mean, what an ending to that game. As a guy who's always banging the drum for teams to go for it on fourth down, I think that Georgia should have gone for the touchdown at the end. And then it ended up costing him, because with Chambliss playing that well, I mean, they should have at least had an idea that if you left him any time, he was going to be able to make a play. But, you know, I mean, overall, the college championship has not really lived up to its hype so much. But, you know, the Ole Miss story is pretty great. Their head coach leaves. They beat, you know, the best program over the last couple of years. So it had a lot of drama, great storylines. I like that broadcast team of Sean McDonough and Greg McElroy. I think they've become very good. So it was like college football at its absolute best. And even my favorite thing about bowl season is falling in love with players that you didn't watch all year or that you never heard of. And you know, I'd heard of Chambliss a little bit, and I'd seen Ole Miss a couple times. But then you're like, okay, this guy is awesome, right? And the one thing about him in the NFL that is just mildly interesting is you know, when college players throw a ton of passes in college, you know, they can develop, like we saw from Cam Ward going from no stars, and the same kind of thing here. So you shouldn't pay too much attention to how many stars somebody has, because how they develop is really what determines whether they can play or not.
When I really enjoyed, for example, I enjoyed the Texas. This was not the quarterfinals, but the first round. I enjoyed the Texas A&M Miami game because it was just pure defense until it wasn't in the last minute. I enjoy watching good defense. I really enjoyed watching the Texas Tech defense. Unfortunately, their quarterback made Max Brosmer look good yesterday. So the game could. I was really hoping that they could muster some offense, but that Texas Tech defense was really fun to watch. And then to see Mendoza and Alabama just put it on. I mean, Mendoza and Indiana put it on Alabama. When I sat here, when they put Alabama into the field, I was doing my Sunday morning show, and I said, there's no way Alabama should have been in that field. Notre Dame is so much better than Alabama. Alabama stunk the last 5 or 6 weeks, and the committee embarrassed themselves by having them in there. But I certainly enjoyed watching Indiana do that.
Yeah, I know. I mean, Indiana is one of the best stories, I think, of all time in college football. I mean, this is, I know, and you know, somebody said to me a couple years ago when the whole NIL thing was brewing, they said, because my thought was, oh, great, now every guy's going to go to Bama or Georgia, and they're going to make all this money, the big money programs or whatever. And somebody said to me, actually, what you might find is that guys having this freedom to transfer, you could sort of build teams through a transfer portal, and guys might, you know, take more money in different spots for teams that want to pony up. And, like, that's kind of been the case. Like, Mendoza, well, he does seem like he came out of nowhere, had experience playing at Cal, got paid a lot of money to come play for Indiana, which is amazing for their program. It's like, if you're willing to invest, then you can turn around a program that's never really had a whole heck of a lot of success. And then I've just enjoyed watching him play football because he plays as close to a pro quarterback as you're going to see in college football, which is why he will likely be the number one pick in the draft. And that's interesting to see, right? But I do agree with you that Notre Dame was better. I might even say Texas was better. I think Alabama was in name only. SEC has probably the biggest fan base. It's like if the NFL, you know, when the NFL puts Dallas, even though they know Dallas isn't going to be that good, on national TV 13 times, that's what it felt like with putting in Alabama here.
SEC 4-8 in bowl games, 1-3 against the Big Ten head-to-head. SEC way overrated this year. And I'll tell you what, Iowa was 8-4, you know, was not it lost four Big Ten games, and they beat, you know, Vanderbilt in a shootout. I mean, it was that had to be embarrassing for the SEC when your team that was 10-2 in the SEC loses to the middle of, well, not middle of the pack, but the fourth or fifth best Big Ten team. So I like to see the Big Ten show it up. But so it was pretty good stuff. Now, obviously, we buried the lead on the day. You tweeted that J.J. McCarthy is going to start. Now, I know that you had an earlier podcast with Jeremy Searles where you're saying, why would we play J.J.? I'm J.J. McCarthy. Why risk getting him hurt? Do you still feel that way, or do you think it's good that he's going to play?
No, I mean, I think it's good that he's going to play. But, you know, there is something worth bringing up, which is the number of injuries that he's had. And you have to think about, like, if he plays really well, it doesn't mean a whole heck of a lot because this is a preseason football game. The Green Bay Packers are playing their third-string quarterback. They are going to sit anybody they can on defense. Their defense is already missing Micah Parsons and then Devontae Wyatt, and they're going to sit more people. And so what does it really mean if J.J. McCarthy throws for 275 and four touchdowns? The answer is absolutely nothing. But the negative side of this would be that he, you know, gets injured again, hits his hand on a helmet or, you know, whatever it might be. He's found a lot of ways to get injured this season. And if his off season is set back, then you're talking about, you know, it could be another setback for him where he's not improving on his technical stuff. And I had a stat today in my article about J.J. McCarthy, just how rarely this guy has played football. He's only thrown about 950 passes since high school. Bo Nix, drafted in the same draft, has thrown 3,000 passes. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't set him back anymore But look, I mean, any experience is good experience for him to play. And we've also probably gone past the point where you can worry about that. Like, if you get hurt again, I mean, I think already the Vikings have to be considering other options at quarterback for next season. So, you know, it's a tough position for, you know, the Vikings to be in with a quarterback that I think they know has potential, but you just can't force development. I think that was their biggest miss for the entire season, is that they thought that they could force his development. If we coach him well enough, if we have the right plan for him, if we got the right offense, the right receivers, he will just develop magically. But it turns out that, you know, you need to play football. You need to throw passes. You need to be on the field in order to do that. So, you know, when I was watching him play against the Giants, I felt like, how is this different from what we saw week one? Like, some of it was good. Some of it was bad. Some of it was erratic. There's a bad sack in there. There's missed passes. And you go, has he gotten better, or has, like, the stops and starts pretty much left him feeling like he's still a rookie? I mean, he's only thrown 220 passes. There are quarterbacks in the NFL that will push 700 this year. So it still feels like the same old story with J.J. McCarthy, and that really doesn't change on Sunday.
Well, you consider the fact that he's now, out of the last 34 games, including the playoff game, he's only played nine, right? Because he missed all 17 last year with the playoff game, the 18 and then 16 this year. It's probably good that they're going to get him out there at least for something. We'll see what we do. When we come back, we can talk about the future. You know, Malik Willis, Aaron Rodgers. Is there some other quarterbacks that the Vikings might want to look at? When we come back with Matthew Coller here on 830 WCCO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
We're here with Matthew Coller, his normal Friday half hour. You can access the stuff Matthew Coller does at Purple Insider. By the way, you were featured in a Royce column this week. Did you see that?
Yes, I was, for my absurd enjoyment of bowl season. Yeah, I appreciate Patrick including me. He had some description like unique and energetic or something. I thought, okay. I'll take that from Royce. It's much better than being the turkey of the year.
That's right. Exactly right. Although I think if you're the turkey of the year, that means he really likes you. I think that's the way it is. So he'll do that. So Malik Willis, obviously, we talk about how Kevin O'Connell is the quarterback whisperer. But, boy, you got to give some love up for Matt LaFleur, too, because when Malik Willis came in last year and everyone said, oh, he was terrible at Tennessee, no shock there. And he's really played well, and he's played really well this year. In the few times he came in, he was really played well in the Ravens game, especially his ability to run and his mobility and his passing. And I think you immediately tweeted, you might say, hey, Malik Willis was so good that he might have priced his way out of any consideration by the Vikings. And what are you thinking? Maybe I heard somebody say maybe a 3-year, $25 million a year contract for Malik Willis. Is that something that you think that he might be able to get on the market? And if so, is that something that you'd be interested in the Vikings doing?
Yeah, it's really crazy when it comes to quarterbacks getting paid, because you look it up, and I was just talking about how few passes J.J. McCarthy has thrown. You know, Malik Willis has only played a couple of games, but when you play that well, history is on your side. There are plenty of quarterbacks who have had, you know, small sample sizes of success and ended up getting kind of prove-it type of contracts. And, you know, heck, even you want to talk about quarterback prices. Justin Fields made $20 million this year and got $30 million guaranteed from the New York Jets. And Justin Fields is terrible and has always been terrible.
Yes.
And has never played as well as Malik Willis did in that one game. But, you know, I am intrigued because back in my day, now I know you're a tad older than me, but I remember a lot of quarterbacks who developed as backups for several years, then became starters and turned out to be good. Like Mark Brunell would be a random example of somebody who's a backup for the Green Bay Packers. Matt Hasselbeck was a backup for the Packers, and they would develop and they turn out. And it feels like Malik Willis is one of those rare stories that's kind of like that, where somebody was truly given time to work on their craft behind the scenes. And then what impressed me the most, look, the Ravens game was fantastic, but what really impressed me the most was when he came into the game against the Bears and he ran that offense like he'd been running it all year. And you do not see that very often from backup quarterbacks. They usually run in there and look pretty jumpy and, you know, just try to get the ball out of their hands as fast as possible. He looked like it was his team. So I think that there will be several teams that could make a really good argument for signing him to, as you mentioned, like a three-year, $75 million deal. I'm thinking about Miami or Arizona, these teams that are moving on from more expensive veteran quarterbacks. I think that, you know, the Raiders are probably going to draft Mendoza number one, but if they don't, then, you know, Willis is an option there. I mean, for the Vikings, what you would have loved is if he didn't have that game against the Ravens, you sign him to a $10 million deal. He competes with J.J. McCarthy and may the best man win.
Mm-hmm.
But when you do that on the national stage against a defense that, you know, has some pretty good talent there at Baltimore, you're going to get a lot of attention. So he is a very interesting player, though.
How about the, and I'm really bad with names, how about the quarterback who married Bill Brown's daughter, Vikings quarterback, played at Delaware? What's his name? You know what I'm talking about? Went and won the MVP for the Raiders?
And Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon was the guy that developed. How about Brad Johnson? Okay, another guy who developed and won a Super Bowl. And then there was there's some busts too. There was Scott Mitchell. If you remember him, he had like some good games in Miami or something. Then he went to Detroit and was terrible. And then who was the guy that the Seahawks had that they signed him? He was a former Packer backup. And then they drafted Russell Wilson, and that guy never started for him. Do you remember who that was?
Yes, I do. That's the reason why no matter what J.J. McCarthy does this week, you shouldn't pay that close of attention to it, because Matt Flynn is who you're thinking of. Matt Flynn. This game, people should go look it up. If you're interested in this conversation, look it up. He threw six touchdowns and 460-something yards against Detroit in the final week of the season. And then Seattle gave him a big contract, got him in the building, and was like, uh-oh. You know?
And then they drafted Russell Wilson, and the rest is history. So there's that. How about now we also saw this week how – and who else isn't – who – what starters are the Vikings playing? My guess is they're going to play J.J. to get his – try to get him his 50 – does he need 57 receiving yards? Is that what he needs?
53 for Jefferson, yeah. This game is important to the Vikings. It's not for the Packers, but Kevin O'Connell wants to go 9-8 and be above 500, which, you know, I think deservedly gets a lot of shrugs when you're 4-8. Like, we're not raising, hey, you got above 500 banners. Like, you were supposed to win playoff games this year, and coming up this short is not acceptable. But it's also maybe Harrison Smith's last football game in the NFL. And I think that every player on that field wants to win for Harrison Smith in case he just decides to retire. And I know it's been mocked a little bit about getting Jefferson to 1,000 yards, but Jefferson has asked for so little this year as he has fought his way through every press conference of us, you know, hey, are you ever going to, you know, catch passes from J.J. McCarthy? It's crazy that Jefferson's two highest producing yardage games came from Carson Wentz, not J.J. McCarthy. But Jefferson has said it's important to him to get to 1,000 yards. So by all freaking means, get him to 1,000 yards, because he has had the patience of a saint this year. We just gave him our Media Good Guy Award, Corey Stringer Award, yesterday because of the way he's handled himself throughout this season. So if the man wants 1,000, make sure you get him 1,000.
Yeah, you got to get him 1,000 and then sit him and then get him then put him in bubble wrap after that. But, you know, look, you don't want to see some sort of catastrophic injury, but with the Packers plan, I mean, the Vikings should be able to name the score in this game, you would think. You could get stuff done early, and you get it done early, and JJ, you know, maybe at halftime you sit down JJ and you let Brosmer have some work. But you're right. Those are a couple of big key things that are going to happen. And so Hockenson's not playing. Jones is not playing. But I'm assuming most of their offensive line is going to play. You don't want to put JJ out there without the offensive line. Well, obviously Darrisaw's not playing. But is O'Neal going to play, do you think?
Yep, O'Neal's going to play, and you'll have Will Fries at right guard, Donovan Jackson, you're right, it won't be Christian Darrisaw. And then it will probably be, I would assume, Michael Juergens at center. So it's half of an offensive line. Juergens, I thought, played well. That's going to be a big story for them in the offseason, is what are they going to do at center? Because you can't bring back Ryan Kelly after 3 concussions. That would be criminal, I think, to put him back on the field again. I thought it was after 2 concussions, but... that's going to be a question for them. So they are like getting some evaluation here on Michael Juergens and where he stands. That's a draft pick that they've developed over a couple of years. But it's really not one of those games for the Vikings. I mean, because we go into a game like this, I'm sure you do too, of like, hey, show me this guy, show me that guy that you've drafted and developed over the year behind the scenes. Maybe the second half is going to be like Ty Felton or something, but this isn't a team that has a lot of those guys, to be honest. So it's really going to be, as you said, you know, their goal is to come out and win this game 35-0 and just walk off feeling there was some silver lining to a season that was really disappointing.
Exactly. Well, Matthew, by the way, Matthew's going to be back on these airwaves tonight. He fills in for Henry Lake tonight, 6 to 9. Thanks for joining, Matthew. Double duty today.
I think I'll be okay. Be all right. Well, we're going to do New Year's resolutions for all the sports teams.
All right, sounds good. See you. The great Matthew Collar.
Thanks.
Bye-bye, Matthew Collar. When we come back, the award-winning segment, Am I Wrong?, when Dave Harrigan says, is he wrong?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.